ओम नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ chime.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज षड दर्शन स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स। इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन पूर्व मीमांसा प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
हियर पूर्व मीमांसा ट्रेडिशन basically whether you accept Kumarila Bhatta or you accept Prabhakara, that there is no difference, but basically this is the premise, what there is no god. One, we are not talking about some atheist system, we are talking about our philosophy, aastika darshana, theist system, which says there is no god. Then what is there? Only Vedas. Vedas are అపౌరుషేయ వాక్యం. ఇట్స్ నాట్ రిటన్ బై ఎనీ పురుష. అపౌరుషేయ వాక్యం వేద. వాట్ ఇస్ వేద? దిస్ ఇస్ అపౌరుషేయ వాక్యం వేద. అపౌరుషేయ పురుషేణ న కృతం అపౌరుషేయం. వన్, దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ రిటన్ డన్ బై ది పురుష, ఎ పర్సన్, దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ వాక్య సెంటెన్స్ ఇస్ వేద. ఎ సెంటెన్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ రిటన్ బై మార్టల్ హ్యూమన్ ఇస్ వేద. So that Veda which Nitya, point two. Point one, it is Apurushaya. Two, it is Nitya, eternal. And there is no necessity for a Ishvara. The karmas are prescribed. Good karmas and bad karmas are prescribed in Vedas. Meaning, good karmas to be done, bad karmas to be not done. So, to do and to not do, these kind of sections, the karmas are explained there, pravruti and nivruti. And you follow it, you will, if you do the karmas, good karmas, you will go to heaven. If you don't do good karmas, you do bad karmas, adharma, you will go to hell. It's clearly defined. Now, there is no need for a Ishvara here. This is what is the system basic. But వాసుదేవం రమాకాంతం, ఈస్ రైటింగ్ టెక్స్ట్ ఆన్ జైమిని నయే టు ఎంటర్ ది జైమిని శాస్త్ర. అండ్ వాట్ డస్ హీ డూ? వాసుదేవం రమాకాంతం నత్వా ఐ బో ఐ సల్యూట్ టు విష్ణు హూ ఇస్ బిలౌడ్ ఆఫ్ రమా లక్ష్మి. హౌ ఇస్ ఇట్ పాసిబుల్? నౌ వీ హ్యావ్ టు సీ, దేర్ ఇస్ అ సిస్టమ్. Shabharaswami, who is the commentator of who has written commentary on the Vedas, Shabhara Bhashya, which we call Bhashyas on Vedas, it's written by Shabharaswami. He is referred to as Shabharaswami. So this Shabharaswami, he has not condemned the deities or deity worship. He has not condemned it. Though maybe he has not prescribed it, he has not condemned it. And the later teachers of Purvamimamsa, like Apadeva Shastri, etc., Bamadeva, Apadeva Shastri, they went ahead and they explained the necessity of doing pujas. They explain the necessity of doing pujas. Pancha vigraha puja, they say. Pancha vigraha, pancha devatatmaka, etc. So, that they go on to accept the worship in temple is not in the South Indian temples. Some temples which are very strict, they will write a big board. Only Hindus are allowed. Now, Purvamimamsa itself does not accept. See, we are not Hindus, we are Sanatana Dharmis. That's a different thing. Accepting Sanatana Dharma is what is referred to as Hindu. Accepting that fact. Now, Purvamimamsa itself does not accept the deity in the temple. Now, whom are you talking to? What are you talking about when you say Hindus are not allowed? What are you talking about? So, these are all some ideas, confusions which have. Now, we'll see. Later teachers like Vamadeva Shastri, Apadeva Shastri, etc., they have gone ahead, they have said this Ishvara Aradhana, the worship of Ishvara in a form is necessary for gaining the Swarga, heaven, etc. Because వాట్ ఇస్ యాగ? ద్రవ్య దేవతా ఉద్దేశేన ద్రవ్య త్యాగ, దేవతా ఉద్దేశేన ద్రవ్య ప్రక్షేప ఇస్ హోమ. యాగ ఇస్ దేవతా ఉద్దేశేన ద్రవ్య త్యాగ. యు గివ్ అప్ ది ఓనర్షిప్ ఆఫ్ సంథింగ్ టు సమ్ దేవత, ఫార్ సమ్ దేవత, దట్ ఇస్ యాగ. యాగ అండ్ హోమ ఆర్ నాట్ సేమ్ థింగ్స్. పీపుల్ సే వి ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు డూ అన్ యాగ, ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు డూ హోమ. దే డోంట్ డిఫరెన్షియేట్, దే థింక్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అ సినానిమ్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ అ సినానిమ్. దే ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్ వర్డ్స్, దే హ్యావ్ డిఫరెంట్ మీనింగ్. యాగ మీన్స్ దేవత ఉద్దేశేన ద్రవ్య త్యాగ, గివింగ్ అప్ ది అటాచ్మెంట్ ఓనర్షిప్ టు ది ద్రవ్యాస్ ది థింగ్స్ విచ్ యు ఓన్ టు సమ్ దేవత డైటీ ఇస్ యాగ. అండ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యు హావ్ గివెన్ అప్ యువర్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టు దోస్ థింగ్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ మే బి, థ్రోయింగ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ది ఫైర్ అస్ ఫైర్ ఆబ్లేషన్, దట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అస్ హోమ. దేవత ఉద్దేశేన ద్రవ్య ప్రక్షేప, థ్రోయింగ్, వేర్ డి యు త్రో? నాట్ ఇన్ ద సీ, ఇన్ ది, నాట్ ఇన్ ది రివర్, ఇన్ ది ఫైర్. సో నౌ యాగస్య ద్వే రూపే ద్రవ్యం దేవతా చ. యాగ ఫస్ట్ పార్ట్ కమ్స్ యాగ. యు గివ్ అప్ ది అటాచ్మెంట్ టు వాట్ ఎవర్ ద్రవ్య యు హ్యావ్. ఇట్ మే బి రైస్, కుక్డ్ రైస్, బాయిల్డ్ రైస్, ఇట్ మే బి వీట్, ఇట్ మే బి పౌడర్డ్ రైస్, ఇట్ మే బి అ గోట్, కౌ, మటర్. యు గివ్ ది అటాచ్మెంట్ ఫస్ట్ ఫర్ దట్ థింగ్ which you are going to use in the yaga, in the homa. So you give up the attachment. Now this yaga, there are two forms. What is that? Dravyam devata cha yagasya dve rupe dravyam devata cha. For yaga there are two forms. One form is dravya, the other form is devata. Dravya, devata, these are two parts of yaga. Without any, without the other part, this one part will not finish the yaga. So you have two parts, dravya. Dravya is whatever we saw, the things which you are going to use in the homa. Devata, the deity for whom you are going to use those dravyas for. So you need to have a dravya, you need to have a devata. Now, there also, the Dravya, you know, we have explained that. Devata, now, who are the Devatas, deities? Vishnu, Vishnurvai Yajnaha, Shruti says, Vishnu, it can be Vishnu. Rudraha, it can be Rudra. Indraha, it can be Indra. You can invite any Devata, because the predominant Devata in the Veda is Indra. Next comes Rudra. Next comes Vishnu. The predominant Veda deity is Indra. Now, to this deity Indra, you are going to do this oblation. Now, there is a form you need to imagine for this Vishnu, or this Rudra, or this Indra. Where do you have the knowledge of, gain the knowledge of this form of Rudra, Vishnu, or Indra? From the Vedas only. Vedas say, Hiranyasmashruhu, Hiranyabahuhu, Hiranyakshaha, etc. He has, the Rudra is one who has golden name, who has golden eyes, who has golden beard, who has golden body, goes on explaining. And what is Vishnu? Vishnu is one who has this సహస్రశీర్ష పురుష సహస్రాక్ష సహస్రపాత్ సభూమిం విశ్వతో వృత్వా అత్యతిష్ఠ దశాంగులం. సహస్రశీర్ష పురుష, వన్ హూ హాస్ సహస్రశీర్ష, థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ హెడ్స్, నాట్ థౌజండ్ హెడ్స్, థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ హెడ్స్. సహస్రాక్షి, థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఐస్. సహస్రపాత్, థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాండ్స్ అండ్ లెగ్స్, లిమ్స్. సో లైక్ దట్ ఇట్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ విష్ణు. Now, to meditate upon this deity, you need to have to know the form of the deity. That is explained in the Purvi Mamsa, in the Vedas. So, that deity which is defined, explained in the Vedas is what is taken, is made as a statue and is placed in the temple. that deity is exactly what is placed in the temple. So, this Vasudevam Ramakantam Natva, when I say I bow salute to this Vasudevan, Vasudeva, who is a beloved of Rama, Lakshmi, when I say there is no trouble, it's not against the Purmimamsa. Now, Natva, Laugakshi Bhaskara, his name is Laugakshi Bhaskara, Jaiminina Ye, what is Jaiminina Ye? The system which is written by Jaimini. System which is written by Jaimini means the 12 chapters which is written by Jaimini, where we discuss the dharmas. He will say, what is dharma? Yagadi reva dharma. He will start with Yagadi reva dharma in the latest place. Now, the sutra, the second sutra, Athato dharma jignyasa is the first sutra. The second sutra of this Purvimamsa is Chodana Lakshano Artho Dharmaha. Chodana Lakshano Artho Dharmaha. That is the second sutra. Chodana Lakshano Artho Dharmaha. Chodana. Chuda Prerani. To make you do. Prerani. To give you some incentives. To make you do something. To perform. Make you perform. What? That kind of that which has the idea to make you do Chodana Lakshana, that which prods you to do what? Arthaha, that which is beneficial to do you, for you, that kind of thing is Dharma. Vedas prod, Chodana Chuda Prenane, to prod, it prods you, it makes you to do something, says do like that. Now, that should be Arthaha Prayojanaha Prayojanavata. It should be of something which is useful, which is good, which is beneficial to you. That is called Dharma. Dharma Lakshana, we have to do so much of vichara, inquiry into Dharma, understand Dharma, because let us see this. When the Yaga, the Vedas say, Aharahar Sandhya Upasita basic. Every day you have to perform Sandhya Vandana. If you don't perform it, it says Akarne Pratyavaya. You incur a sin called Pratyavaya. Akarne, if you don't do Pratyavaya. Pratyavaya is the sin. Now, basic text. You have to perform. Then, special karmas. Jyotishtomena Ejeta. Jyotishtomena Swarga Kama Ejeta. For person, Swarga Kama, a person who is desirous, who desires Swarga, heaven, he should have to perform this Yaga Homa called Jyotishthoma. Then, Darshapurnamasa Abhyam Swarga Kama Ejeta. Darsha Purnamasa Abhyam, this Yaga, this Homa, which is called Darsha and Purnima, this Darsha and Purnima, which is two parts of this same Yaga. One who desires Swarga should perform this. It is not just that. Kari Vishtya Yajeta, a person who desires to have rains, he should have to perform this Yaga called Kariri Ishti. Kariri means rains. This Ishti, this Yaga for Kariri, rains. Then, Putra Kameshti Yaga. There is this Yaga which one has to perform if one desires son. For everything there is scope in Vedas. It doesn't say, no, you have to give up everything, come to son, take sannyasa and only perform this. No. If you desire son, good, fine. You have this karma. If you desire long health, long life, there is karmas for that. Mrityunjaya, etc. They do these homas, perform these homas. So, there are homas for that. If you desire good life, there are homas for that also. Bhuti kamaha, person who is desirous of bhuti kama, vibhuti, glory, then shvetena alabhet, bhuti kama shvetam alabhet, shvetam alabhet, with white cow, you have to do sacrifice, you have to do fire oblation. If you do fire oblation with a white cow, then you will be able to gain vibhuti. Like this, for glory also there is. For gaining the swarga, heaven, there are these homas, jyotishthoma, darshapurnamasa, etc. If you do this, you can reach up to Indra, the Lord, the ultimate. So, these are homas which are prescribed there. They are beneficial, of course, there is no doubt. There are homas, aturasya niyamo nasti, for a person who is atura, who does not have the clear knowledge, clear vision to discriminate, he does not have any order, any niyama, any logic. He does just want to do it. For him, there is no control. So, for him also, there are some prayogas in Veda. There is this yaga, which is called Shenena Abhicharan Yajeta. Shenena, with the yaga, called Shena, you have to do Abhichara Yaga, this Abhichara Prayoga. What is Abhichara? That which hurts others, that which destroys others, these are Abhichara Prayogas. Now, this yaga called Shena, falcon, it is so sharp, eagle or falcon, it is so sharp, the result will definitely happen. Your enemy will be destroyed, there is no doubt about it. Like the eagle which is flying so, in a, such a, after, in a higher plane, it sees a small animal on the earth. Like that, this yaga will also kill without any error. But what is the result you will gain? See, if you perform this jyotishthoma, etc., you will go to heaven. But if you perform this Shena Yaga, etc., you will gain hell. Do you desire to go to hell? You want your friend killed, your enemy killed, but do you desire to go to hell? No. That is not prayojanavat. That does not have anything which has to do with my well-being. So, I am not interested in it. So, these kind of things you have to understand. Dharma is that which is helpful, beneficial to me. That which will give me a beneficial result is dharma. That which will not give me a beneficial result is adharma. Simple explanation. Here we will say, yaga adireva dharma. What is dharma? Yaga, etc. Yaga, homa, dana, etc. They are dharmas. Giving alms is also dharma. Performing puja is also dharma. Doing fire oblation is dharma. So, these are all dharmas. Why? Atato dharma jignyasa. We have already saw. First sutra, atato dharma jignyasa. One who desires to know dharma, that is what we are going to discuss. But when I say dharma, why do you include adharma? Shenana vijarane jetaita adharma, you say. Then, there are other shlokas. Phalandum na bhakshe, don't eat phalandu, onion or your lasum. So, garlic, you should not eat that. And that is also not that which gives you a beneficial result. And suranna pibeta, don't drink the liquor. So, these are all injunctions in Vedas. Now, you want to discuss dharmas. Now you are teaching me adharma. What is adharma? I want to study what dharma is and you are teaching me what adharma is. When I say dharma, adharma is pointed out, grasped as upalakshana. When I say dharma, adharma also comes into it. Because without knowing what adharma is, I will not be able to perform the dharma properly. If I don't know this is adharma, this is wrong, how will I be able to do the right in a correct way? So, I include adharma also in the dharma. When I have to know what is dharma, I have to know what adharma is also. There is no other escape. So, dharma and adharma, dharma to perform, adharma to give up. You have to know, have the knowledge of both. That is what is discussed in the 12 chapters of Jaimini. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadi Purnamevashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.